Welcome to the Water's Edge Radio Hour. At the Water's Edge, we reveal the hidden Hamptons, where anything can happen and usually does.
We're coming to you live from the Wolfer Estate Vineyard Tasting Room, which is in the village of Sagaponack.
Sagaponack is a Shinnecock word, which means land of the big ground nuts. It is also the wealthiest zip code in the United States. Go figure.
Originally, the name of the village was Sag.
I'm glad they changed it.
Why?
Because people might confuse it with Sag Harbor, the location of our first sketch.
Featuring the chickens that appeared in Dan's papers. They have now moved into Sag Harbor land and are trying to convince Fred the Rooster to tone it down.
He just doesn't understand the consequences, Denise.
He doesn't understand much, Beatrice.
Yes, that's true, but he's such a dreamboat.
Uh-huh.
And so handsome.
Uh-huh.
And strong.
Uh-huh.
And virile.
Uh-huh. Beatrice, we agreed no cock-a-doodling until after code enforcement's visit.
Oopsie.
Do you want to get us kicked out of Sag Harbor land?
No, but I'm weak, Denise, I'm weak.
Did you at least use protection?
What?
Protection to keep the eggs from getting fertile.
No, I'm such a bad hen, Denise. Oh.
There, Beatrice, it's all right.
You know Fred, he's such a smooth clucker. Before I knew it, I was under his spell and under his wing, and then he kissed me with his big old pecker and...
TMI, Beatrice. Oh, la, 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 la,
oh,
la, la.
Oh, don't be such a prude, Denise. Even educated fleas do it.
But not before code enforcement's visit.
I keep forgetting. He plucked it right out of my head.
As usual, I have to step in and pick up the pieces. Where is Fred, anyway?
He's there by the coop, snoozing in the sunshine.
I'll go over and talk to him.
Stay strong, and don't let him cluck you into anything.
I won't.
I'm so weak. Why am I such a hen?
Fred, wake up. This is the big day.
Big day? What do you mean? Do I get to meet the colonel? Ah, sugar, did I forget to crow again?
You know you're not allowed to crow. You are supposed to be a hen.
Oh.
No roosters allowed in Sag Harbor land per the new regulation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I temporarily forgot. But I knew that. I'm just checking, baby, just checking. Mm-hmm. I get my Ray-Bans back real soon, right, baby?
Real soon. You remember that, at least.
Of course I do. I look cool in them Ray-Bans.
Yes, you do, sweetheart.
Sweetheart? Anything happened last night after Beatrice that I need to know about, Denise? I was hitting that sour mash pretty hard.
No, Fred, we're cool.
Well, then what's all the flutter? Denise?
You okay, Fred?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just had a piece of scratch in my gullet. So, baby, what's the big news?
Today is the day. Sag Harbor Chicken Code Enforcement comes to check out our hen house.
Ain't no hen house when Fred lives there.
That's right, Fred, but that's why you have to wear a disguise.
A disguise? Oh, I love a good disguise. What am I dressing up as? A police officer? An army grunt? No, a surfer. Rock-a-hula, baby.
Focus, rock-a-hula. Fred, focus.
Oh, I am, baby, and all I see is you.
Thanks, Fred.
And I like what I see. You doing something different with your waddle?
Oh. Well, I have been doing my calisthenics program, you know, peck away the pounds.
Yeah, well, you keep on pecking, baby. Hey, you want to see me do some karate, baby? Hi-ya! Hi-ya! What?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. Not now, Denise. Pull yourself together. Yeah. Fred!
Yes?
Pay attention.
Huh?
This is our most special day in Sag Harbor land. One of the most important days of our lives.
Oh, just wait till I love you tender, baby. Well, that day will be important.
Oh, Fred. No. Today is the day that the chicken code enforcement officer comes to inspect our coop. If this goes badly, we could be sent back to the chicken farm on the North Fork. Or even worse.
What's worse? Well, tell me the truth, Denise.
You can't handle the truth. Stay beautiful and ignorant, Fred.
Well, if you say so, baby.
Good boy.
Oh, all right.
We have to make this work. Mrs. D has done her best for us.
Well, that's right.
She's gotten all her ducks in a row.
Ducks? Where? Why, I hate ducks. Oh, they swim so good.
No, Fred, relax. There are no ducks.
Not in a row or none at all?
No ducks at all, no, Fred.
Why would they be in a row anyway?
It's an expression, Fred.
Yeah, I can understand. Maybe a line, baby. Especially the little ones. Oh, those cute little ones are cute, huh? They look like chickens.
Fred, yeah? Pay attention.
What?
Mrs. D fought for us, gave us a home, had laws changed. We have to work on toning down your rooster nest.
Oh, my rooster nest. I like that. It makes me sound like the king. Well, here's Fred, his rooster nest. I like that one. Yeah, his rooster nest.
I think I hear them coming. Oh, my God. Fred, just try this. Squat like you're on an egg.
Oh, baby. Fred don't squat. Fred struts, baby. Just watch me. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Not now. Fred, if you love your freedom,
what?
If you love your life, for God's sake, try to act like a hen.
Act like? Like acting?
Yes, acting, Fred.
Oh, where's the camera? Oh. One side's a little better than the other, if you can believe it, baby.
Believe it, Fred.
Yeah?
The camera is hidden in that knothole in the fence.
Oh, hidden. They want to catch us au naturel. I'll just get a little closer and do my thing.
That's it, Fred. Do it, baby.
Gorgeous dumb clucker, you.
They're much cleaner than most people think.
I can hardly smell them at all.
It's a very modern barn, built for real chicken life.
It's nicer than my house. Just the three hens, then?
Yes, just three little chickens.
They're pretty.
Yes, they're beautiful birds.
That's an unusual one there.
Which one?
The one staring at the knot of wood.
Oh, that one.
Is she dancing? She seems to be shaking her hips. Do chickens have hips?
Well, evolutionarily, birds are related to dinosaurs. Here, chick, chick.
I did chick, not chick. Know that.
Yes. Here, chick, chick. Chick,
that's,
chick.
That's funny. The other two came running, but that strange one is still dancing by that knot hole.
Isn't it cold out? I was going to make myself some coffee. I have a Tassimo.
Are those the ones with the steam in the milk?
Yes. Yes, they are. Would you prefer a cappuccino?
No.
A latte?
No.
Macchiato?
No.
Americano frappuccino?
No.
Hot cocoa?
Sure. I love some.
Come on then to the house.
That is one strange chicken there.
See, well, that chicken is special. She was hit in the head as a young chick.
Oh, that is terrible.
They're misunderstood birds, I tell you.
Chicken abuse?
Huh? Yes, a horrible... Do you like marshmallows?
Oh, do I ever!
Well, come on, then. I'll make you a hot cocoa.
And how about you do your paper?
You did it, Fred. Great job.
Well, thanks a lot, Denise. I noticed the blue one was looking at me a lot.
Well, you're just that kind of rooster, Fred.
Oh, yes, baby. Yes, I am. I wish I knew what they were saying about me. Hey, Denise, you understand some human, right?
Just a few words here and there.
Well, that's right, baby. I remember some of the hens complaining about your chick IQ. They was jealous, I guess, but you're all right.
You say the nicest thing.
Oh, yeah, baby. So, what'd they say about me?
Just that you were special, Fred, but we
special.
Knew that already.
Yeah, well, he was looking at me kind of doubtful-like.
Was he?
Yeah, like there was something about me he couldn't figure out.
It's just your mystique, Fred, baby.
My mystique, huh? Well, where'd Beatrice get to anyway?
She just went into the henhouse to lay.
Oh, yeah, that's her, all right. I wish I was the one getting laid.
Fred. Oh, look, cracked corn.
Oh, give me cracked corn and I don't care. Oh, give me cracked corn and I don't care. I'll be right back, baby.
You take your time, Fred. Take your time.
Water's Edge is brought to you by Wolfer Estate Vineyards, Dan's Papers, which covers the East End like nobody else, Douglas Elliman Real Estate Company, Plum Builders. Plum Builders Modern Barn is built for real life. Build with Plum and build smart. And Michael Daly of Sotheby's International Realty of the Hamptons.
Our next sketch features another kind of eating adventure. Our diners are Max and Charlie, a couple that is forever in search of the ultimate Hamptons experience. Tonight, they're actually in Sagaponack, eating in a new restaurant called Deprivity.
Talk about nutty. It's the hottest spot in the Hamptons. Deprivity has taken the concept of blackout dining to the next level. Diners don't know what they're eating and can't even see it. They can't hear anyone else either.
Well, that must make for an interesting evening.
Interesting is probably not the word Max would use, but let's give a listen.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Nothing. Well, almost nothing. I can almost hear something.
Like what?
Laughter? I think it's very faint.
That's not what I thought you'd say.
Why? What do you hear?
I thought I heard a cat.
A cat?
Yes. A soft mewling.
Mewling?
Off in the distance. Being here, this place gives me the willies.
Mewling? The willies? You say some strange things for a man who's been AARP eligible for a decade.
Well, you asked me what I heard. That's what I heard, and that's how I feel.
I am loving this experience.
If I could see your face, I'd know that.
If you could see my face, this wouldn't be Deprivity. Isn't it exciting?
I'd have been happy with Chinese delivery.
Hamptons, Hunan, ugh. Too salty. It's bad for your blood pressure. Barbara said this place was a game changer.
Well, if Barbara says...
She's very connected. She knows where to go.
If you say so.
I do. I was wondering what kind of shoes the waiter had on.
We're in a soundproof, lightproof, and smellproof dining chamber about to have a meal of what we don't know.
Yes, it is so exciting, isn't it?
And you're wondering what kind of shoes the waiter is wearing.
It's very hard to get shoes that quiet.
I didn't know noise was something you judge shoes by.
That's because you're a man and not gay. You have no idea what clothes are for.
They are for wearing?
Like I said, no idea. Clothes are important, Max. Particularly shoes.
As if the click of high heels makes a difference.
Yes, definitely. Heels going tick, tick, tick down a hallway is like, I don't know, it's like the sound of before a bomb explodes.
I hope you're not about to go off.
Ha ha. Men are so ignorant sometimes.
Men are ignorant? Really, Charlie?
Max.
I know you can't see me.
I can't see anything.
Well, neither can I.
But I can tell that you're starting to get a little mad.
Why do you sound so excited about my getting annoyed?
Well, silly, it's not that I'm excited that you're mad.
No?
No, but I'm happy that I can tell you're mad. I can hear it.
Of course you can. Do you know how much this evening is costing us?
No, and I'm sure you're not going to vulgarize the experience by telling me.
No, I won't. But did you even read the contract for the senseless dining experience?
I scanned it before I signed it. The fine print's your department.
And the damn thing was more complex than a prenup.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to have brought it up.
Uh-huh.
And I am not excited that I can tell you're upset.
Well, at least there's that. So, okay, it was your aunt who was pushing it?
No one else said a thing.
Why should they? It's our business.
Exactly. Everyone else could tell how happy you made me and how much I loved you. Love you.
Max, what a lovely and honest thing to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Am I missing something?
I don't know. Are you cold, Max?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? I'm asking you a question. Are you cold?
No, I'm not cold. Why would I be cold? The restaurant's heated. It's winter, and I was cold when we got out of the car, but I'm not cold now.
But you're still wearing your Burberry, right?
No. Oh, I'll be darned, I still am.
I'm still wearing my coat.
Wow, that's strange.
First stop is usually the coat check.
They never offered to take them. They just put the blinders on and guided us here.
They did it on purpose, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. Everything they do seems very well planned and deliberate, especially the pace.
We should probably take our coats off.
Yeah, I guess we should. Okay. I give you a hand, but I can't see anything.
Put down my glove. Don't lose my scarf. That's my... Okay. There. That's better.
That's better.
Do you like the wine?
I think so. I miss seeing the bottle.
Knowing where it comes from. It's strange not knowing.
Yes, it is.
Wow, I'm not even sure if it's red or white. I think I know.
Oh, which is it? Red or white?
What do you think?
I asked you first.
Well, how delightful. I'm sitting here with my husband, sipping some kind of wine, which is good, I think. About to eat an unknown meal and talking. Actually, talking with my husband. We're lucky.
Yes, we are. Either that or foolish.
Barbara said it was an eye-opening experience.
Ha, ha. Being here makes me feel very different and a bit strange.
I felt it too. It's like we don't know things.
It's a time of not knowing.
Max, that was kind of poetic.
Maybe it's the wine.
And maybe it's the company.
Cheers, darling.
It's, oh, I'm to the left.
To the left. To your left or mine?
Yeah, right there.
Okay. There we go.
Well, I'm not sure if it's red or white.
Or rosé, for that matter.
Or rosé, but it tastes fine.
Yes, it does.
This is funny.
What? Paying a king's ransom to drink unidentified wine and eat unknown food?
Think about it. Our decisions are so linked to labels.
Or names.
Well, names mean a lot sometimes.
Oh, God.
What is it?
You remember a few weeks ago you dragged us to that gallery?
The Veritas space? Dragged?
Sorry, we went to Veritas. So Latin for truth, by the way.
Okay. That was an interesting opening.
It was?
Well, there were interesting things about it.
There were?
Yes.
Such as?
Well,
it was terrible. They should have had the opening here. That trumped up art school graduate got lucky and found an insecure wealthy patron.
Don't you think his art said something?
Yes, but I won't repeat what it said in mixed company. Everyone there was drinking the Kool-Aid and so la-di-da.
La-di-da? Max, it's good to go out sometimes, even if it isn't your cup of tea.
I go out.
To do things, Max, to see things, to be seen.
How can anyone see us if we can't see us? I haven't heard you laugh like that for a long time.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's not, Charlie.
Yes, it is.
No, sweetheart, it's charming. And it's one of the first things I liked about you.
Really?
A laugh says a lot about a person.
I'm afraid to ask, but mine says...
That you're unafraid of being you.
Well, that's the second nice thing you've said tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Did you get swapped out for someone else under the cover of darkness?
I believe I have some special character traits which can be felt.
Oh, my. Yes, that's you.
At least our sense of touch is working.
Max, stop. I think the waiter is coming. Is he gone?
I think so. Wait. Wait, how do you know it's a man?
Most high-end restaurants have male waiters.
Isn't that sexist?
If you cared about that. Is yours hot?
Ah, yes, yes, definitely hot.
Ow, ouch.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Remember, deprivity is not liable. We signed the contract.
Fine, it doesn't... Hey, how does the waiter...
Waitress?
Whatever. How does the waiter / waitress see us to serve us?
Yeah... How do they see us?
Maybe they have those night vision goggles like the Navy SEALs use.
What?
Night vision goggles, you know, like the Navy SEALs have.
What do you know about what the Navy SEALs
have? That movie, the one about the Navy SEALs.
I've never seen a movie about the Navy SEALs.
Oh, eat your hot thing. I don't want it getting cold.
All right.
It's yum, I think.
Yes. No. A bit bland. Lemony? Yes, lemony.
Yes, lemon. Some sort of herbal tea?
Maybe. Oh, wait, there's a chunk of something.
Ooh, my spoon bumped into it. What is it?
It's kind of squishy, chewy. It's pretty bland.
Max?
What?
I think it's...
No, don't tell me.
I'm trying to get into the spirit of senseless dining.
It's... Oh, Max, it's a wet wipe. It's for our hands. Spit it out.
Ah, that disgusting.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Waiter! Waiter!
Charlie?
Waiter!
Si? Tutto a posto?
What the hell is that? What is that, Spanish? What are you, the busboy or the waiter?
Mi dispiace, signora. Accomodatevi, pure.
What?
Mi scusi?
Un momento, por favore. He asked you to sit down. It's Italian, not Spanish.
What the... How do you know?
I just do. Io parlo a little, un poco italiano. Per favore, parla molto piano.
Va bene.
You've definitely been switched. Since when do you speak Italian?
Since about 35 years ago. What? Oh, hold on to something else he wants to say.
Allora, io posso portarvi una piccola candela se volete o potete andare. La scelta è vostra.
Solo che le due sono la nostra scelta?
Le due sono
due la nostra, sono la nostra scelta.
Sì, vero. Mi dispiace, signore.
What's he saying? What is he saying?
He wants to know if we want either a small candle for our dinner or if we want to leave.
Tell him to turn on a light so we can get out of here.
Resteremo. No candle.
D'accordo. Prossimo sera una buona zuppa di astice.
Ah, va bene.
Va bene. Signore, una donna è come il raggio di sole che illumina le giornate tristi.
Oh, that's true.
Vero.
Grazie.
Prego. Arrivo.
Charlie, let's stay.
Stay?
Si, I mean, yes.
I have so many questions.
Such as?
Why are we staying? How do you know how to speak Italian? What did the waiter say?
I'll take the last one
first.
He said, we're having your favorite winter soup.
Lobster bisque?
Yes. And he said you were lovely. And I told him he was right.
Oh, Max.
Should we have some more wine to wash the taste out of lemon water out of our mouths?
Sure. Cheers.
I'm right here.
Right to the... Go to the left.
Which left?
To... Just
this left?
And yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. I'll meet you anytime you want. Depravetti. Restaurant.
Hampton's Help Hotline, simple solutions for city folk. Is this an emergency?
Yes, we just moved into our new 10,000 square foot cottage and the builder never told us what to do if a bird gets inside.
Oh dear, I see. So there's a wild bird in your home now?
Yes.
Is it small or large? Barn swallows occasionally end up in homes as they prefer roosting in solid structures.
It sounds huge. It's very loud. I'm thinking eagle.
Uh-huh. So you're telling me you hear a large predatory bird in your home, but you don't actually see it.
That's right. It's coming from the rafters of the cathedral ceiling in our living room. Here, listen.
Eep. Eep. Eep.
Ma'am, have you made sure there are new batteries in your smoke detector?
Oh.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hampton's Help Hotline, simple solutions for city folk. Is this an emergency?
Well, I'm not sure. There are strange noises coming from my fireplace.
Can you describe the noises for me?
It kind of sounds like it's alive, like the fireplace is alive.
Huh. So we can rule out wind blowing across the chimney top. There's no draft coming in through the flue?
No, I'm staying a good 10 feet back, but I don't think so. Oh, there it is again. Listen.
Sounds like it's raccoons, sir. They're nocturnal, and given that it is near dusk now, they are probably waking up from the nest they've made in your chimney. There are a few things you can do to help them vacate. Both will require you to approach the fireplace. You can build a fire, if you know how, or put a radio in the fireplace and play loud music.
Uh-huh. Okay, any particular station?
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hampton's Help Hotline, simple solutions for city folk. Is this an emergency?
My God, yes, it's an emergency. There is a dinosaur in my swimming pool.
A dinosaur, you say? First things first, I would recommend getting out of your swimming pool.
I have. What do you think, I'm an idiot? Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm here. Describe the dinosaur for me, please.
Well, it's big and black with a pointy tail and giant beak and claws and...
And does it smell like it's from the depths of hell?
Yes, exactly. It's a vile odor.
I'm going to cut you off right there. Hate to break it to you, but I don't think you're in Jurassic Park. Sounds like a snapping turtle. Oh. We'll send someone over to help you relocate it, and you have nothing to worry about unless, of course, you have a vinyl liner in your...
Oh, I would never. Gunite only. Well, platinum composite gunite, that is, with flecks of emeralds in the gold-tiled staircase, marble dusted with a little bit of...
Water's Edge is brought to you by Wolfer Estate Vineyards, Dan's Papers, which covers the East End like nobody else, Douglas Elliman Real Estate Company, Plum Builders. Plum Builders Modern Barn is built for real life. Build with Plum and build smart. And Michael Daly of Sotheby's International Realty of the Hamptons.
Dan's Papers presents the top 10 reasons we should eat piping plover, not turkey, for the holidays. Number 10.
No piping plover has ever been pardoned by the president.
Number 9.
After spending this summer cordoned off from Hampton beachgoers, they would welcome an invite to dinner.
Number 8.
Southampton billionaire Durwood Hodgegrass will recycle all plover feathers to create a line of luxurious coats.
Number 7.
Ben Franklin never proposed a piping plover as our national bird.
Number 6.
Small plates are all the rage.
Number 5.
17 East End fireworks shows have already been canceled for the summer of 2014.
Number 4.
They taste like chicken.
Number 3.
Old Man McGumbus is afraid that if turkey becomes endangered, they'll stop producing wild turkey bourbon.
Number 2.
They're adorable. Don't you just want to eat them up?
And the number one reason to eat piping plover, not turkey, for the holidays?
It's no coincidence that plover rhymes with stovers.
Sounds tasty, but kind of bony. How many plovers would each person eat, Kat?
I'd rather not think about it.
Are you tired? Feeling run down? Have no time for cleaning and finding no joy in it? Well then, have we got the product for you. Sweeper Size! Sweeper Size is a new patented broom / microphone / MP3 player that will sweep all those household chore blues away.
Sweeper Size is the best product out there. I used to spend hours procrastinating about having to sweep. Now I just pick up Sweeper Size, hit play, and let the clean fun begin.
Sweeper Size is approved for all ages and comes with a handy-dandy instructional DVD with an easy-to-learn 6-week course. Sweep your way into shape, but don't take my word for it. Let's ask this qualified fitness instructor what she thinks.
Now, I teach a lot, and I have a really big studio, which is very hard for me to keep clean, and paying someone to come in and clean it just isn't in my budget. That's when I discovered Sweeper Size. You just whisk those extra calories away. You want to have an extra shot of chocolate in your triple chocolate latte with whipped cream and caramel? Go ahead. Just make sure you Sweeper Size when you're done. My clientele simply love it, and my studio's never been cleaner.
Sweeper Size is the cleaning exercise fitness phenomenon that is sweeping the nation. Call now to order and we'll send you the handy-dandy microphone broom with an MP3 player built in. Just download your favorite songs and sing your way to a cleaner, leaner body and home. Plus, if you act now, we will send you our Eco Drive powered version at no additional cost.
Just pay a separate shipping and handling fee.
No need to ever charge or recharge the batteries. As long as you keep cleaning and singing, the Eco Drive will actually recharge them for you.
I used to hate cleaning, and my apartment was always a mess. I was too embarrassed to bring someone home, and my love life suffered. But now, The new EcoDrive Sweeper Size, I just download my favorite show tunes and I am singing, sweeping, and dancing my way into a cleaner house. I'm so slender and my house is so neat. Oh, the EcoDrive Sweeper Size can't be beat. All the girls are gonna love me now. I'm cleaning up the Sweeper Size, showed me how.
Wow, your apartment is so clean, and you're in such good shape. Do you work out?
Thank you, Sweeper Size.
Sweeper Size! Call now and order your Sweeper Size with EcoDrive, and if you are one of our first 50 callers, we will throw in, absolutely free, this super sleek dust bunny defeater. It reaches everywhere you can't. A $29.99 value, absolutely free! So hurry and order now. Supplies are limited. Sweeper Size your life. Your house and body will thank you.
Sweeper Size is not responsible for any injuries sustained while using this product. Consult your physician before using Sweeper Size. EcoDrive as an exercise program. Individuals' results may vary. Sweeper Size will not get you laid. There is an additional shipping and handling fee for the dust bunny defeater. Sweeper Size is not liable for any loss of body parts or electrocution that might occur while using Sweeper Size.
I gotta get me one of those. But before I do, we're gonna hear a song from Telly Caruso. Take it away, Telly.
Months and years ago at first light, still on the beach and fading past the night. You were craggy smiles, scowling on for miles, your creosote salt stringy hair. Wash it in the sea, run into my arms, all cold and slippery. We can talk all day, understand and say till my turn comes to be the watchful eye. Won't get sucked out, save it from doubt, savor your skin. Savior, is this kind of living? For 40 minutes of your life, never taking it for granted. This is all a wish, perhaps I'm just granting. Taste the salt in your lips, trace the sand from your hips, trace your face with my fingertips. Jump into the sea. Oh, what a life of wash and rinse and repeat. We can sleep all day, understand with me, until my turn comes to be the watchful eye. Won't get sucked out, save it from doubt, savor your skin. Savior, is this kind of living? For 40 minutes of your life. Sucked out, save it from doubt, savor your skin. Savior, is this kind of living? Savior, is this kind of living? 40 minutes of your life, sucked out, save it from doubt, savor your skin. Savior, is this kind of living? Minutes of your life.
I don't know if you guys know it or not, but Telly writes, that's all original music. What inspired that song? Tell us.
Sitting on the beach. I used to be a lifeguard. That was about getting paid for working 40 minutes and being off for an hour and a half or two.
Nice. Well, thanks, Telly. We'll bring you back. We'll bring you back.
And now, a real-life real estate moment with Dave from Buy Low, Sell High Real Estate.
Good afternoon, Buy Low, Sell High Real Estate.
Hello, I'd like to buy a house in the East Hamptons.
Great, I'd be glad to help you. What's your name?
Casey Simpson. Do you have...
Okay, and in case we get disconnected, what's the best number to reach you at?
516-555-6666. I need a...
Okay, how can I help you?
I want to buy a house in the East Hamptons.
Right, and what style of home,
I want to see squirrels.
Sorry?
And rabbits.
Squirrels and rabbits.
Yes, I'm leaving the city to live in the East Hamptons and finally feel like Snow White.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir.
Sir.
Casey.
Okay, Casey, so squirrels and rabbits and Snow White.
I have terrible credit.
Okay, why don't we start with what is your...
Will you pick me up, or do I need to rent a car?
You can take the train or the jitney right down the street from the office.
And you'll drive me.
Yes, I could drive
you. Will I be safe?
Yes, sir. Casey, do you know what kind of property...
What about bears?
No bears.
Good.
We do have fox.
Gring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding. Ring-ring-ring-a-ding-a-ding-ding.
What?
What?
The fox are back, and the turkeys, wild turkeys, you said you had terrible credit. We should probably talk about your budget and the source of funds you wish to use, and most importantly, what you're looking for in a house besides squirrels and rabbits.
Oh, right. It doesn't matter, but it has to be magical.
Okay. And what about your credit?
I haven't paid my bills in 3 years.
And why is that?
The bank didn't want to lower my interest rate.
On?
My apartment.
So?
I'm a sucker for ties.
I'm sorry.
Silk ties, bow ties, Christmas ties, theme ties. I even have one for tax day that says, kiss my IR ass. I like that tie.
do you have any money?
Oh, sure. I have plenty of money. Do you have anything I would love? You know what I like now.
Yes, squirrels and rabbits and silk ties.
For my teddy.
Sorry?
The ties are for my teddy.
Ted.
My bear. You said there are no bears out there, right?
Right. No bears.
Good. Last thing I'd want to do is make Teddy jealous. So, how's your afternoon look? All this talk is making me horny.
Excuse me.
Horny. Like a unicorn, I'm horny. I want a magical house with unicorns. Does the East Hampton have that, or should I look in the West Hamptons?
Well, I'm not sure there are unicorns here, or anywhere, for that matter, but if you're thinking about looking more west...
Yes, I would like it to be west, like the Wild West. All my money is in quarters, but I have millions. Is that a problem?
It's not ideal.
What are you wearing?
What?
You sound like you're wearing a gray tie.
I am. Are you... Are you watching me?
Not yet.
What?
I said I guessed. I can tell by your voice. It sounds like you have a great tie around your neck. Now, about the squirrels. Are they friendly or do they have attitudes? I can't have impolite squirrels around or I'll never feel safe.
Sir.
Casey.
Okay, Casey,
no.
I...
Sir Casey, I'm a knight. You may call me Sir Casey.
Is this, Are you? I'm not sure what's happening here.
I wouldn't blow this if I were you. I have lots of money and lots of ties. You could sell me a house, and I could give you a tie, a night war.
Okay. Sir Casey, let's talk about your budget.
Casey, are you on the phone again?
No.
Yes, you are.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Dave from Buy Low, Sell High Real Estate.
Casey? Did you take your medication today?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Casey, I'm gonna need you to hang up the phone and slowly walk back to your room. You don't want me to have to restrain you again, do you, honey?
I don't want to.
Casey, get to your room.
Okay.
Good boy. So, Dave, I'm looking for a place in the South Hamptons. Do you have any houses made of staples?
What's your budget?
Thank you for that real moment. Truth is stranger than fiction, huh? We're going to get Telly to play us another song.
What are you playing for us, Telly? What's it called?
This one's called Complicated.
Nice. Telly Caruso's, everybody. Put your hands together.
You can pour the concrete in my shoes. You can put the blindfold on and spin me around and tell me I'm free to roam in any direction I choose. Got something to discuss here. I hope you have the time. I hate to be cliche, but I think I'm gonna have to. I'm feeling like a kid in a candy store. My eyes are open, but my mouth is duct taped shut. I don't know what to do. I gotta fix it soon. It's some sort of complicated. If I like it, then you hate it. So what the hell am I supposed to do to get a little love? Just some love from you. A little bit of love from you. A little bit of love from you. Just a little bit of love from you. I know that you work hard. You gotta pay your bills. You gotta make a living. Everybody has to. But I know that is one thing I like when I come home at night from the grind. And I don't think it's too much to ask for a little piece of. If I'm yours and you're mine, then it shouldn't be so complicated. If I like it, then you hate it. So what the hell am I supposed to do to get a little love? Just some love from you. A little bit of love from you. A little bit of love from you. Just a little bit of love from you.
A little love for Telly Caruso. Nice. Nice. Thank you very much, Telly. Thank you.
Water's Edge is brought to you by Wolfer Estate Vineyards, Dan's Papers, which covers the East End like nobody else, Douglas Elliman Real Estate Company, Plum Builders. Plum Builders Modern Barn is built for real life. Build with Plum and build smart. And Michael Daly of Sotheby's International Realty of the Hamptons. Now it's time for the Hamptons Dating Game!
Welcome to the Hamptons Dating Game, where Hamptons locals try to find their perfect match. I'm your host, Jim Lang.
Can
Today, our bachelorette is the lovely Tiffany, a fitness instructor who lives in Noyak and teaches Zumba from Quag to Montauk. She loves baking, the beach, and Latin music. Welcome to the Hamptons Dating Game, Tiffany.
Thanks, Jim. I'm super excited to be here and meet the bachelors. I can't wait to meet my perfect match.
We're happy to have you. And now, let's meet our bachelors. Bachelor number one, tell us about yourself.
Name's John. I'm a commercial fisherman. I live on my boat, I surf, I drink Budweiser, and I can deep fry anything. I don't tolerate disrespect or people who like the Red Sox.
Interesting. Bachelor number two.
I am Richard. I am an artist. I work in the visual, emotional, and spiritual mediums. I am extremely talented. My last great piece was a squirrel carcass I took from my neighbor's lawn and attached small screws with rubber bands to its tiny bones. I call it Life is Useless. It's available for purchase for $25,000.
Great. Sounds like a deal. Bachelor number three, tell us about yourself.
What? Tell us what?
About yourself?
What shelf?
No. What is your name and what do you like to do?
My name is Frank. I'm old. I don't want to die alone.
Good enough. Okay, Tiffany, what's your first question for our bachelors?
Well, when I lived in New York City, I used to online date, and all the profiles had a dating headline, something that would introduce you and make a person want to click on your profile. Mine was Fun Flirty Fitness Girl Seeks a Funny Guy. What would your headline be to grab my attention? Bachelor number two, Richard?
Omnipresent.
Oh, that's it? I thought there was going to be... Oh, okay, great. John? Bachelor number one?
Got food, got beer, sit here.
That's funny.
Or if it smells like fish, don't eat it.
Oh, God. Bachelor number three.
Huh?
Your answer, Bachelor number three.
True. No, false. B? What was the question again?
Your dating headline.
The war is over. Yeah, now that's a good headline.
Okay, Tiffany. Next question. Try to stay with us, Frank.
Huh?
Okay, go ahead, Tiffany.
A good man has a good relationship with his mother. Are you close with your mother, John?
My mother is an angel from heaven. I will punch anyone in the face who disrespects her. Anyone.
That's nice, I guess. Frank?
Apple brown Betty. And a warm blanket.
No, I said...
Just move on, Tiffany.
Okay, Richard?
My mother is dead.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
To me. Emotionally. She lives in Phoenix.
Well, I'm glad she's alive, at least.
That makes one of us.
You're not doing yourself any favors, Rich.
It is Richard.
Of course it is. Tiffany, next question.
I love acting and seeing live theater and movies. What's the last show you saw?
Does porn count?
No.
Then, Annie, the original. What, you got a problem with that?
No. It's great. Yeah,
Richard?
The last performance I saw was my own one-man show. Naked, alone, and on fire.
And what was that about?
It was genius. First, I covered my naked body in Vaseline. Then...
Thank you, Richard. Yes, I think we get the idea. Frank, your turn.
The war is over.
No, Frank. Tiffany, ask again loudly.
Do you like movies, Frank?
I saw the first talkie in 1927. The Jazz Singer. Oh, they don't make them like that anymore. I also enjoy pornography.
Great.
Come on, you said that didn't count.
It doesn't, John. Tiffany, bring us back.
My dad always told me to date someone chivalrous. How are you my knight in shining armor?
I'll punch any man who looks at you crooked. You tell me who, and I'll beat him up for you. That's what I would do for you.
I take lots of medication.
Awesome. Richard?
First, I'd cover myself in Vaseline.
I'll punch both these guys right now if you want me to. I swear I will.
Bring it on. Barmyotocaine in his pure titanium. I'll knock you into next week.
Don't tempt me, old man.
I'm going to put my hearing aid back in. So I want to hear you cry like a little baby.
Here, Frank. Put this Vaseline on. His punches will slide right off.
Yeah, grease up all you want, Art Boy. I'm still gonna kick you.
Not if I light myself on fire.
Yeah, wait. What?
Don't worry, I do it all the time.
I might have to kick your ass, too.
That's what I'm talking about, Frank. Let's get him.
What do you mean? Tiffany, give me that Vaseline.
Get behind me. Well, this is going to get ugly.
No, that's mine. Don't
stop it. What is wrong with all of you? John, I don't want you to beat anyone up. Frank, please keep your hearing aids in. And Richard, enough with the Vaseline. Really, it's so creepy.
Okay.
I hate when people fight. It makes me so sad.
Tiffany, I am so sorry. You deserve better than these guys. You're such a sweet girl. You're perfect, really.
I am?
Yeah. My mom would love you. When we go to the shows on Sunday, she always telling me how she wishes I'd meet someone just like you. Hanky?
Thank you. I didn't notice your eyes before. They're so kind.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hello? Are you hitting on her? Because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to punch you in the face.
Bring it, fish boy. These Zumba arms will destroy you.
Ooh, and that wraps up our game. Seems like Tiffany has found her perfect match. Join us next week when our bachelor is a part-time writer, full-time waiter, and our bachelorettes are a massage therapist, a lawyer, and a distant cousin he asked us to bring on. Thanks so much, and have a great night.
And to end the show, Josh is going to read his essay called The Summer Breeze.
I'm building a boat, slowly, in my backyard. A small skiff called the Summer Breeze. You can find the plans for it easily enough on the internet. I even followed the plans, mostly, with some minor changes that turned out to be not so minor after all. But that's half the fun. To delve into a world where fair and proud mean different things entirely. To intentionally ignore instructions and know that you can afford the consequences, it's just wood, after all. The chine logs don't care that you didn't cut them at an 18-degree angle. They just don't care. It's a good thing to build something with your hands. I told a friend of mine I was building a boat, and he asked me if I was good at it. I never really thought about it before. Carpentry is just something I've done my whole life, so, you know, I'd never thought about it. But he deserved a coherent answer, so I told him that though I hadn't built one in 16 years, but yeah, I guess I was good at it since the last one I built worked well enough and even got mistaken for a Newfoundland bay boat up in Newfoundland. I built that one without any plans. I cut the stem freehand out of a chunk of Doug fir with a good handsaw. I hand-planed the chine logs, even though I didn't know that's what they were called then, to whatever degree made them fair to me. Which just means what pleases you in boat language. That's nice, isn't it? And it's sort of true of its non-nautical definition as well. Of course, that first boat was built in the years B.C., before children, that is. When I could afford not to have plans. Now being cavalier seems irresponsible. You know, I'd hoped they'd be fascinated watching their dad take wood from sticks to skiff, that they'd hang with me just close enough to play with the shavings and marvel at my awesomeness. Yeah, okay, you know where this is going. I'm obsessed with the darn summer breeze, and they just want attention, and they are not pleased the damn skiff is getting it. They don't care that our kayak is no longer big enough for all of us. They've been happy enough fishing off the beach, but no! I want to tell them this will be cool, cool to go to sea. Okay, just to the bay. But to go to the bay in a boat that your dad built. Look, kids, it's the summer breeze. Yeah, what was I thinking? I have now crossed over to Ahab territory. Yeah, sure, kids, dinner. I'll make dinner, sure, soon. But did you see the angle on this shine log? The answer is yes, of course they did. But they just didn't give a skiff. They'd rather watch a video or play an app on the iPad. And that, of course, is the real reason I'm building it. A skiff doesn't happen with just a swipe. It's good to build something or make something with your hands. And I'd bet dollars to donuts that when I row them out into the bay and they drop those lines in the water, the look on their faces will prove they will someday see just how fair a chine log or the gentle sweep of the gunwale can be, especially when you've made it yourself, plans or no plans. And that is our show, folks. This has been The Water's Edge, a HitFest production. We reveal the hidden Hamptons, where anything can happen and usually does.
Tonight's players are Lucas Beck, J. Kelly Caldwell, Rachel Feldman, Catherine Lerner, Molly McKenna, and Joshua Pearl. Tonight's show was written by J. Kelly Caldwell, Rachel Feldman, Telly Carusos, John Landis, Catherine Lerner, Molly McKenna, Joshua Pearl, E. Allen Peterson, and Dan Retiner. Our engineer is George Howard. He was assisted by Ray LeBourne. John Landis and Peter Zablatsky produced. Joshua Pearl directed. Water's Edge is brought to you by Wolfer Estate Vineyards, Dan's Papers, which covers the East End like nobody else, Douglas Elliman Real Estate Company, Plum Builders. Plum Builders Modern Barn is built for real life. Build with Plum and build smart. And Michael Daly of Sotheby's International Realty of the Hamptons.
And music for The Water's Edge was provided by Telly Carusos. Take it away, Telly.
Snow's pouring down, but I still wear my smile. I'm praying that my children make it through, God willing, without forgetting how. Miss a meteor shower, 'cause I forgot to check the hour. Too busy watching news clips, money wars and politics, I just spaced out. How you like that? Don't you find that you don't have to, just 'cause they did, no one knows you. No matter what they're saying, you don't have to, you don't need to, you don't have to lie, you don't have to lie.